Yeah, you know, he's going to have a good chance. I think probably the fact that he's in the WCHA is going to go against him. And obviously, there's a lot of guys that are in, you know, the major conferences that are going to probably have a leg up. You know, I think Adam Gaudette is the favorite right now, the Vancouver Canucks prospect for Northeastern, the leading scorer in the country. Really solid player. Cale Morris, who's having a phenomenal year as a goaltender for Notre Dame, certainly in the mix. So I think it'd be hard for him to get into the top three. But what he's done well this year is something that I think Minnesota State as a whole has done well. They play hard. I mean, they're a hard-nosed team. They're very physical. They are very difficult to play against. CJ Seuss is a good player at both ends of the ice. We knew that he was going to be, you know, a really solid player, but I think he's just continued to take steps year after year. And that's good development at Minnesota State, where they've really become a place where you can go and you might not play in the toughest conference in the country, but you're going to get a good development opportunity there with Mike Hastings, and he's going to help grow these players. And they have quite a few guys on the roster that either are going to become, you know, college free agents or were, you know, mid-round draft picks that are developing really well. But I think he's got good physical strength. He obviously has some skill, very smart hockey player. You know, is he going to be a top-end guy at the NHL level? Probably not. You know, he's probably somewhere, you know, bottom six, middle six, somewhere in there if he makes it. And I think that he's just really had a year where he's proven himself, and he's also a leader. I think that's an important thing. That is a very good team, top to bottom. They beat a lot of good teams outside of the WCHA, and that part of that is because they had that core group with like CJ Seuss and Daniel Brickley, guys that have been there for a few years and have kind of bought in. And he's a guy that I have, you know, high expectations for. I think it's going to be another guy, as long as they can get him signed, get him to Manitoba, play for the Moose. You know, he's going to have an opportunity to develop into a, you know, a serviceable player at the next level for the Jets.